Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Scott McKenna Podcast. This episode is actually really what I had in mind when I created this podcast, so I hope you like it. This is going to be a solo episode, but it's going to be me just talking and going more in depth of things that I share in the vlog or things that I share on Twitter or Instagram, whatever it is. My brain is always going. And one thing that I'd like to do is talk. If you haven't known that already, I like to talk. But I wanted to create more episodes like this, where it's literally pretty raw. It's just me sitting down, starting the morning here on a Friday, and wanted to just share some thoughts specifically on the topic of free work. Should you work for free? What are some things you shouldn't do when you work for free? That's kind of the point of this entire episode. So I'm going to jump right into it. I'm not going to waste any more time on an intro, and let's just talk about the topic of free work. This is a conversation that I have with a lot of people. The conversation usually goes like this. Someone says, what is the best way to start a business? How did you get started? What's the best way to get work? And here's the honest truth. When you start anything, especially in video production, when you start anything, you need to obviously have some work to show for it. You need to be able to show somebody that you are capable of producing whatever it is that you're producing. So if you're doing video full time, if you're doing photography, if you're doing landscaping, whatever it is, you need to be able to first show somebody, here's what I've done, and now here's what I charge for it. Now, the thing that's difficult about free work is the fact that even if you offer free work to people, it's not necessarily easy to even get free work. And I know that sounds crazy, but here's the problem. I think that a lot of people go at free work, especially when they're starting out, with the wrong idea. They go with the wrong approach, and that's why people don't even let them do free work. You see, here's the common situation. Somebody starts a business and they say, I'm going to offer free work. So they go to someone and they say, I would like to do a video for you for free. And if you could just share it on your Facebook, or if you could tell your friends about it, and if you could promote me, or you could do this, or you could do that, or I'll put my watermark on it and people will see it. All of those things right away, you're saying, I need you to provide me some customers. You're saying, let me do work for free in exchange for you telling everybody about my company. Now, right away, that puts people in an uncomfortable situation for a couple of reasons. Number one, it puts them in an uncomfortable situation because now they have to hope that your work is good enough that when they share it, they don't look like a joke. If you're going after a company, for example, and you want to do a free promo video for them, well, if the video is not good at all because you're just starting out, it's not necessarily going to help them at all, and it might not look good at all if the video doesn't represent their brand well. So right away, going to a company or going to a person or a personal brand, whatever it is, and saying, I want to do a video for you for free and you can do this for me, is a terrible approach. I always make sure that you know when you start, you need to give and not ask. The number one thing I tell people is when you do free work to start, make sure that you go at that conversation and at that approach, not asking anything in return, not even necessarily to share it at all. Don't ask them to do anything with the video. Tell them you want to do free work for them with no strings attached. You just want to do it so you can have some work to showcase what you do. I would even go as far as saying, I would tell the people, you are new in this business and you're looking to build your portfolio. And if they don't like the video at all, they have no obligation to use it. It is really just to be able to showcase what you can do as a company, but you are not expecting anything from them in return. But the whole thing is, you don't necessarily have to tell them you're not expecting anything in return. The key is, you just don't ask them for something in return. So when I say to somebody, I want to do a free video for you, and once I give the file, feel free to use it however you like. That's it. And the conversation ends there. Too many of you are starting right away going after people and asking them to do something for you to help start your business. And that's not the way it works. If you do really good work for somebody and they really like the experience and you share it with them and you say, here it is, feel free to do whatever you like with it, and they like it, they're going to share it. They're going to refer you. They're going to tell people about what you do, and they're going to promote you themselves. And the best promotion is the one that somebody gives to somebody else without asking for it. Because if you ask them for an ad for your company, or you ask them to do this, or you ask them to do that, they're going to realize that you have other motives behind just simply doing the work. And when you are starting a video production, you just need the portfolio. Also, you can't be offended at all if somebody doesn't share your video at all. They might not even use it. You have to keep in mind that if you are new in this business at all, your work at the very start probably isn't going to be very good. So you can use it as your portfolio all you like, but make sure that you don't get discouraged, or you don't get frustrated, or you don't get mad at the person that doesn't even use the video at all. Because you have to keep in mind, some people will say, sure, you can do a video for me, because they do want to help you out and allow you to build your portfolio. But you also have to keep in mind if they have certain standards that they want to represent their company or their brand or whatever it is, that they may not necessarily want to use it. So don't get discouraged in that. People don't always use the free work you give them. So that's my tip number one, is to give and don't ask. You'd be shocked the response you get from people when you say, I want to do a free video. Here it is. I hope you really love it. Feel free to use it however you like. And you don't have a sales pitch. Give and don't ask. It's a great, great method. Tip number two is to only do free work in fields that you kind of want to get more work in. When you're starting out, obviously the biggest thing you can do is get free work so that you can showcase your portfolio. But you don't want to necessarily do free work and go through all the work making something look as good as possible in a field that's not really going to represent what you're trying to do. Meaning, if I was starting a company tomorrow that did aerial work and only aerial work, it wouldn't make sense for me to take on a free video for a sweet 16 birthday party just because it builds my portfolio. Because yes, it's building your portfolio that you do video work, but it's not really showcasing what you're actually going to try to promote in the first place. If aerial production is what I'm going after, all the free work I should try to be doing is aerial work to make sure that it obviously showcases that I think I'm good enough to charge for the aerial work. Now, if you are brand new to video and you don't even know what you want to do and you really haven't shot or edited anything at all, I'd recommend doing any type of work you can to get free work. But you also can do a lot of work on your own to just practice shooting and editing. I just think it's really important when you are doing free work for people that you just really strategize what type of work you want to do. And if you know what kind of work you're going to go after, then do everything you can to keep doing free work in that field. Because if you want to be known as the best person in aerial or the best person that photographs high-end cars, you need to showcase that in your portfolio most often. A mistake that a lot of companies make is when you go to their website, you don't necessarily know what they're really known for. And so because of that, you don't really hire them necessarily as the go-to person for what they actually are hoping you hire them for. I want to make sure that when someone goes to my website, it's pretty clear what I do. In our case at 4LC Studios, you can tell that we do a lot of wedding stuff. That is a main part of our business, but we are shifting that a little bit. We're shifting that to more commercial work, or at least half commercial work, or maybe more commercial work this year than weddings. And I want to make sure that whatever I'm really representing that we do, I want to make sure that that's shown in a high level and that that's shown front and center on my website. One big mistake you can make in a company when you're starting is to do too many things. And then what happens is you're really not known for anything. So when you're starting out and you're looking for what fields you want to go into and what work you want to do for free, yes, any work is better than nothing and it's great for experience, but I really recommend that you do as much as you can of working in the fields that you want to work in. The free work needs to represent what you're actually doing, or else the free work might not necessarily even be worth your time in that free work. Third thing I always recommend is to think about your strategy when you get done with that free work. When you get finished with that free video project that you're going to do, or maybe the 5 or 10 free video projects, or 20, whatever it is, think about what your goal is with that free work. So for example, if you are going to be a person that is going to be really good into real estate, and you want to be known as a real estate photographer, it makes sense to do tons and tons of work photographing homes. That's a no-brainer. But make sure that when you start to share those things and when you start to talk about what you do in the real estate market, that you are joining Facebook groups, that you are joining Twitter conversations, that you are on LinkedIn connecting with other realtors, and that you're showcasing your work in the areas that there might be potential for it. Just thinking that somebody's going to come across your website for real estate work if you're brand new in it is not going to happen. It's also not going to happen that they just come across your Facebook group or your Twitter feed. It doesn't work that way. You can obviously tag things, you can run ads, you can do all that kind of stuff, and there are ways to get attention for what you're doing. But the best way to get attention for what you're doing is to just be a part of the community that you're actually looking to get in. If you are looking to be well known in real estate photography, you should be connecting with every realtor. And when I say connecting, it's important that you hear this. When I say connecting with other realtors, specifically on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, the connecting should not be you sending them a message and saying, "Hello, my name is Scott. I do real estate photography. Here are my photos. I would love to do work for you." That is called a sales pitch, and that will not get you any more work, because when you go in with a sales pitch immediately without someone you build relationships with, the work won't come. I cannot say that enough. Be a part of the community means that you are going in these Facebook groups, you are talking to other realtors, you're watching what they do, you're looking at different photos, you're looking at things that you can learn, you're looking at ways that you can interact with people for months and months and months of planning and just conversation, building relationships, relationship so that eventually you can come in with that sales pitch. But it's not as much of a sales pitch because you've built up a reputation of showing some of your work, give some tips on how to get better photography themselves, whatever it is, you need to provide some value in the conversation so that your free work actually has a strategy behind it. Do not do tons of free work, post on your website, and hope that people come to you, because it doesn't work that way. And the last part of the free work conversation comes to, what about working for free for another company to get yourself recognize or to get more experience in it? That's obviously a very different story, where you're not necessarily going to get clients, you're going to get a job. How can you showcase that? Well, the same things apply, but it's a little different in the manner that you need to provide as much value to someone as possible that you're asking to work for free. You can't just simply think that by you saying, I will work for you for free, that that is value in itself, because you have to still showcase that you actually know what they're doing. Now, a fantastic example of this just happened to me for the first time, which was incredible, where somebody actually reached out to me and put together an entire video, a creative, very well thought out and planned video, all about why they want to work for me, or at least get the opportunity to shadow what we do and learn more in the business. It was super creative, super well done, and it did a couple of things. First of all, it showed that they were willing to work for free and get experience in it. It didn't come in right away talking all about them and talking all about just what makes them so amazing. It talked all about how they wanted to get their hands dirty. They're new to this, but it showed me that they have done some video work. He showed tons of samples of work that he's done, but in a creative way to me. And then most importantly, it talked about the fact that he had value that he could bring to me by already going through the work of creating something. So many of you reach out to me or other bigger creators or other people that you want to work for, and you say, I want to work for you for free. How can I help? And I think it's important that when you're going after somebody to work for them, especially if it's someone that has a lot of recognition, you got to keep in mind a lot of people are asking them to work for free. So figure out how you can add value to them and what you can bring to them that might help them. If you follow a creator and they constantly talk about that they'd love to do more YouTube videos, and you think that you could add some value to them, you should be reaching out to them and saying, hey, I saw your post all about wanting to create more and more YouTube videos. I would love to help out that side of it so that you don't have to worry about that. You need to know what you can offer these people before you simply ask to work for free. Because a lot of you think that just because you ask to work for free, that everyone's going to give you a job even for free. It's not really that simple. So whether you're looking to get hired from a company or to get work from a company, it's always important to be a part of the conversation and figure out how you can provide enough value to them without asking for something in return. And that is a humongous, humongous thing that you can really implement, and you will find great success with it. So I did post something on Twitter about this exact topic, asking you what type of questions you had specifically for working for free. And so I want to get right into a couple of the questions that you guys asked. As always, if you are not already connected with me on Twitter, that is probably the best place to connect with me in terms of YouTube content, things that I'm going to be recording, that I'm going to be talking about. That's a place I usually post things first and then ask you guys for thoughts on. So definitely follow me on there at Scott W. McKenna. First question comes from Mark Thompson, and this is a great, great question. He asked, when and how to transition out of free into for pay? Once transitioned, how to handle clients coming for free work? Do you turn them down free gigs? And he put kind of an example, very cheap wedding makes for cheap looking film. This is a fantastic question. I'm so glad this was asked. First part of the question, when and how to transition out of free work into pay? I think that varies in every single type of project that you're working on or every field you're working on. There's certain projects and certain types of work that you might have to do 5, 10, 15 free samples done really well before you'll ever get for pay work. But there are other opportunities like weddings, where when I did my very first wedding, that was the only job I ever did for free, and every wedding after that I got paid for. Now, a lot of things factor into that. Number one, the most important thing that factors into how fast you can transition out of free into pay is simply if you do good work. I like to think that even my first wedding, I went in with enough experience and enough just doing it for years that my first wedding wasn't awful. So it was easier to transition into paid work because the wedding that I showed as my free one wasn't very bad. So if you are new and your work is not great at all, you got to expect that you're going to need to do a lot more free work than going into paid work. But if you are going in with lots of expertise, but just going into a new field, you may be able to do it better. Secondly, the best way to transition into free work is to be really good at networking and selling yourself. That's really what it comes down to. If you are good at talking with people and good at providing value to them and letting them know that you are worth the time and the money, you can get work a lot quicker for free. And that was definitely the case with me. I feel I'm skilled enough in the video stuff, but more importantly, skilled at the conversation side that helps me do that. So for me, that was definitely a big piece. But then a great part of the question, once transitioned, how do you handle clients coming for free work? Now, this is very interesting because it definitely happens when you give something to someone for free. So often they think that your price is basically free moving forward. The best way to handle clients coming for free work is if you really feel that you're at this stage where you can charge for it and you're worth the money you're charging, it's just kind of the reality that you have to not necessarily take on any more free work. If you gave a client free work as a sample and you thought that it was good and they thought that they really liked it, then it might be the last time that you need to give them free work and you need to come up with a way to have the conversation about, well, now this is going to cost some money because there's obviously time and money involved in these kind of things. But the reality is there are also certain people that once you give them something free, they expect it all to be free. So if you come across a client that just thinks that everything's going to be free from now on and they just can't get past the idea of having to pay money, then they're probably not the best client. You should kind of just move on from them and use their work that you've done as portfolio work. Believe me, there are going to be people that think your work should be free just because you love it. And that's not reality, but there are people that do that. I don't waste my time trying to sell to the unsellable. So yes, you should turn down free gigs if you don't think that they're worth it. Now, there are certain times that even if you are into business for a while and you come across an opportunity that you just think would really, really help your resume because of who the person is or who the company is, whatever it is, it's not necessarily a bad idea to do something free or to do something at a cheaper price, but every person is different. Every situation is different. So I'm not necessarily saying that that is a good idea for everyone, nor is it the strategy everyone should use. But there are definitely times that I would do something maybe for a little bit less expensive if I knew that there was a great opportunity. If it was a new field I was looking to go into, I would maybe consider doing a bunch of them for a little bit cheaper if I know that they're in front of the right audience that might get me a lot of other work. So keep those things in mind. And yes, when it comes to weddings, very cheap weddings do look like cheap films for the most part. But weddings can be tricky because you're not going to get just a really high-end wedding as your first one because obviously they'd be taking too much of a risk with you. So they're kind of a tough spot where your first wedding, you just got to do the best you can with what you have and then try to build from that. Another question somebody else asked was, do you consider YouTube videos free work? Now, I'm not sure if you mean YouTube videos for other companies or if you mean for your own vlogs, your own personal brand content. But in that case, yes. I mean, obviously, I don't necessarily pay myself to do YouTube videos. I make some money on YouTube, but that's not why I do it. If you're talking about YouTube videos for other people, then of course, that is obviously just a regular paid project. And that just really depends on the client. If you feel, once again, that the video you do for somebody may get a lot of views and it's in the type of field that you're looking to get into, it may make entire sense to do the work for free. So no doubt. So those are some of my thoughts and my take on free work. I think that everyone should do free work at one point, especially if you are new in the business. And even if you aren't new in the business, but you're new into a new field of business, I think it's important to do some free work because number one, it allows you to get a feel for what you should charge. Because once you do a project from top to bottom, you can get an idea in terms of how long it takes you and what it's worth for you to do it. And then most importantly, gives you an idea of, do you even like it in the first place? So even with a bunch of years of experience, and even though I knew that I could do pretty decent work to start in real estate, for example, we just started doing a lot more real estate work. And I have offered free real estate work to tons of different real estate agents to be able to showcase what I do. And there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion, because even if you are really skilled at video, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily skilled at every type of video. So if you're looking to break into a new market and you already have a good idea in terms of how to shoot video, and then you just want to do it in a new field, it's a no-brainer to do some free work because if you're good enough at what you do, the free work will be very short-term because you'll be able to produce a pretty good project. That was a no-brainer that if I'm going into a new field, I'm going to definitely utilize that to make more opportunities. So hopefully this episode was helpful to you. I know it's a question so many of you ask, and I hope it provides some value to you. As always, connect with me on Twitter at Scott W. McKenna. Let me know what you thought of this episode. If you want to hear more solo episodes about specific topics, I would love to know what those are. So connect with me on Twitter at Scott W. McKenna, at Instagram at Scott McKenna. I also just posted a vlog today about some free work, some consultation that I had with a guy. Talked a little bit about this as well. So hopefully this was helpful. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate each person that takes time out of their day to listen. And until next time, I will see you soon. Thanks for listening to the Scott McKenna Podcast.